two A's in America. Three K's, two A's, America. Three K's, two A's in America. Damn, I feel amazing. Damn, we got it.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Black on Both Sides. I'm one half your host, King Kunta 3X. It is what it is. I apologize to nobody, especially not in the last day before the end of Black History Month. And your co-host, world-renowned, locally known, universally accepted, the esteemed gentleman from Georgia, 9 out of 10 dental professionals. My tooth actually started feeling better, so maybe I won't have to see them for a while, because fuck those guys. Be honest, what up, B?
What's going on, man? Happy end of Black History Month to you.
Was it everything you thought it would be and more?
Man, I had a great time. I laughed. I cried. You know, it was all that.
Well, Uncle Joe Biden is celebrating Black History Month by nominating the first woman of color as a United States Supreme Court justice. That would be current judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I thought it was Ketanji.
Hey man, I don't know.
I'm gonna say it like if she went to my high school. We call her Tangy. I'm just gonna call her Tangy.
I don't want to call her. I don't want to be in front of her for any particular reason. But you know, people are with names. I don't know what a mama call her.
Yeah,
like Denzel Washington. You know, Denzel ain't his real name.
It's not.
No.
What's his name?
Denzel.
That's the same name.
No, Denzel. Denzel.
Same name. It's just
it's not the same shit.
It's spelled the same. It's just that's the
pronunciation,
way
you, man. That matters,
you
man.
It. Yeah, but that's just the way you pronounce it. You know, we're gonna change it, however, whatever. But it's
that's not his family name. He's a junior or a third. He's a junior.
But Denzel and Denzel are the same name. It's just pronounced different. It's the same spelling. That's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
See, you can't do it.
Nobody says that. It's Schwarzenegger.
That's not
how they say his name.
Shit, I don't know. All I know is that Denzel Washington, we've been saying Denzel all these years. Nigga went on something and said, hey, that's not how you say my name.
It's about time. They're like, why are you so late telling us, though? We could have been. It's too late now. It's already in our word memory.
But then he finessed it. You know, my daddy's name is Denzel. Denzel right. Washington.
So he's Denzel Jr.
Right. But my mother called me Denzel. Oh, shit. You've been Denzel from the beginning.
Stop playing games, my nigga. He playing games.
Well, shit. Well, he's probably going to be winning some shit shortly. Are the Image Awards tonight? I know the Oscars ain't tonight.
I don't watch award shows.
Something's going on tonight. I saw Will Smith, King George face somewhere on something. Said this. He looks like a slave. Like seriously, when he's in the king in the
King Richard.
Have you seen the pictures of him?
I've seen the movie.
Oh, well, B. Tell me why this was an Oscar worthy performance by one Willard Smith.
I don't agree that it was. I think it was an okay movie.
What?
I think it was an okay movie. I don't think it was Oscar award winning level talent. He didn't wow me. With the King Richard.
Damn.
I will say this, though. I didn't see Will Smith.
You saw a runaway slave. No, what'd you see? Sorry.
No, I'm saying I whoever the character was, I mean, I don't know Richard Williams.
Damn.
I forgot who
I don't know
was.
Serena's daddy. I don't know Serena Venus's daddy. I don't know.
I don't really know how he is.
I'm just saying, is he dead? I don't even fucking know, man, but you know.
His mannerisms and stuff. But when I watched the movie, I no longer saw Will Smith. He did good enough to make me forget it was Will Smith. However, I wasn't wowed by, like, you know, it wasn't like Black History Month. It didn't make me laugh and make me cry. It was the greatest of times. It wasn't that. It was, you know, pretty good movie.
Those Image Awards were yesterday, actually.
Oh, no, I missed them.
Did Will win anything? He might have. Don't they, like, own some of that shit?
Own some of what shit?
NAACP Image Awards. Weren't they pumping that narrative back when Oscars was so white, Academy Awards so white about 4 or 5 years ago?
I don't know. That was y'all's thing. That was that Black Lives Matter stuff.
For sure, because they do. As Justice Ketanji, are they going to have to say her? Are they call her Justice Jackson? I don't know if I like that.
Because two J's.
No, because it sounds black as shit. Justice Jackson.
Her name is Tangy. She is black as shit.
Are they going to say Justice Jackson or Justice Tangy?
They better not say Tangy.
Justice Tangy.
They better not call her Tangy in session. That's for us.
Say what?
That's for us.
Shut it, Clarence. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, they better not never call her Tangy in session. That's crazy. But I know you're happy though. I thought about you when I saw that, when I saw it come across the TV.
Well, it's something that should happen. There needs to be more representation of people of color on the highest court of the land.
Your boy said
right
it.
Now, huh?
Your boy Biden said he's like the Supreme Court should look like the country.
It should.
Yeah.
And the only way that's going to happen is if we expand it. But I don't want to go down that rabbit hole just yet. And perhaps before we sign off, I'll get to Judge Jackson's extensive and impressive record. I do believe she may have clerked for Judge Breyer or Judge Stevens. I don't know. I have to look. But she is certainly beyond qualified. And I'll tick that off a little bit later.
Double Harvard graduate, I think I heard.
I don't know if she went to Harvard. Maybe.
Double Harvard graduate.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
She went two Obamas.
And I'll raise you. She went somewhere else too. So I'll raise you when I think of the other name.
Let's just say hypothetically, a certain co-host of a podcast also got into Harvard, but didn't go.
Oh my. I know it wasn't me. So.
Didn't work out the funding.
Yeah. That funding is a bitch, isn't it?
I was like, oh, this is great. I can't afford to go.
Yeah, that funding will make you change some shit.
No. I went where they gave me the money. And it still wasn't enough. Anyway, I should have went to Morehouse. Should have been a Morehouse man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the things I regret is I didn't go to an HBCU.
I don't regret that at all.
Maybe if I did, I would respect your nonsense about how drum majors are actually, you know...
You think that's the only reason why it was important you should have gone to an HBCU so that you would have respected the drum major role more?
Well, here's the deal. My cousin, she sent me some shit. It was the Beyonce's performance. When you know that one year Beyonce went to the HBCUs and got really inspired.
Right.
And then she thought she wanted to go to an HBCU, but not really.
Right.
And she didn't even get an honorary degree nowhere. So she just pretty much jacked the band.
Right.
And so my cousin was like, I know you really want to go to HBCU, but didn't. But you missed out on this. You don't know nothing about. You don't know nothing about this. And she was right.
Yeah.
So I sent her back my alma mater's band, the show band of the South.
I can imagine what their routine.
Dun, 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 dun. See,
They call that core. They call that core style. They call that core style. The one that the school you went to.
I believe it.
Yeah, they march core style. They look very military and. Everything is very tight and, you know, arms down by the side, quick, short steps as opposed to high steppers. Like, you know, black colleges and black schools do the high stepping thing where their knees come all the way up to a 90-degree angle.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
That's some real shit. It's like drumline all over again.
There you go.
Not my shit. Not my shit at all.
It may sound like I'm excited about this. I'm not that excited.
You should.
This is not my nerd thing.
Because it's lit. It's two lit. It's three lit. You know, you got the girls doing the thing. Yeah. You got the drum major's bending all the way back.
Don't forget about the
splits. Back up like it's okay.
Don't forget about the jump into a split. Yeah.
Then my beloved show band in the South.
I don't think anybody ever got any pussy after a core style performance. Like, man, you killed on the field tonight. I don't think that was
probably
ever,
not. Probably yeah. not. These are those one time at band camp people,
right?
Your brethren. But yeah. So why the fuck am I talking about HCU? HBCU. So yeah, I should have went to Morehouse. That would have been shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have bumped into Diddy or somebody. I don't know. Maybe I could have been one of the most successful African Americans in America.
Possible.
But who do you think is like maybe the most successful African American there is in the United States?
Well, I mean, of course you have to go with Obama first because he rose to the highest job in the world. But
isn't that like a short period of time? It's like a comet.
Yeah, but just that title. It doesn't have to be.
I fuck with President Obama all day, every day, twice on Sunday. You know that.
I think that Oprah would come into the conversation. Bob Johnson would come into the conversation. Mansa Musa.
It's an African American B. We would have accepted Michael Jordan. You could have said him. Wait. Hold up a minute. Speaking of Michael Jordan, did you see what he did to Mary J. Blige?
He touched her booty. That's that booty. So,
somewhere R. Kelly gave a chuckle.
Right.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think it was intentional. People are so childish.
No, it wasn't intentional. People are if so it was, childish. Goat's going goat. She's damaged goods. She's okay being aside. She's damaged goods.
Michael Jordan is not trying to fuck Mary J. Blige.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't
look
go
at
that
all
far.
His wives. His wives are different. A different
they
complexion.
Ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about, B.
I already told you, man. Her acting.
Just what you forgetting. Michael Jordan loves R&B.
He loves R&B.
You forgetting those shoe releases where he had Mary J. sing and Stevie Wonder sing?
I do forget that. When did that happen?
Michael, it was shortly after he retired. Huh. Back with the transition period, they was trying to figure out what to do with the brand.
Yeah.
So they were still close enough to him for you to associate playing with him.
Right.
And so, yeah, he had Mary J. Blige do a commercial. He had Stevie Wonder sing on a commercial. Hmm. Yeah, so R&B is his shit. And there's a clip of him at a fucking... Isley Brothers concert. He was living for the love of you.
What?
Not his wife, though, at the time. He wasn't.
Right.
I mean, maybe she thought he was. No, she didn't. No, she did not. She already knew. but yeah, man, he's a ghost gone goat. Shit, man. And like I said, Casey Bimbin done fucked up Mary J. Blige. She's down. She'll do it.
Anybody who ever had sex with KC. Anybody who ever had sex with KC is not somebody that anybody else wants. He seems like he's real dusty.
Well, I don't think you should do that because you remember they were the shit.
Yeah.
I know you want a cape for, are we still using that term? I know you want a cape for Drew Hill, but Jodeci was the shit.
Well, no.
Back in the day.
Different eras.
You don't know who all they done ran through.
Different eras. Drew Hill, what's the word I'm looking for? Emulated Jodeci in a lot of ways. So you can't even compare.
A lot of motherfuckers emulated Jodeci in a lot of ways.
You can't compare, but I mean those, ooh, yeah. Those were Jodeci ooh, yes, but Cisco loved doing them.
By the way, shout out to KC. He got clean.
No, he didn't.
He did.
You can't. There's some things you can't clean up, my nigga.
What are you talking about? Look at the nigga.
I'm talking about if you got some Air Force Ones, once they get
no.
that. No, listen. No.
He ain't on drugs no more, nigga. Shit.
Listen to me. I don't care if you're not on drugs no more. There's some shit that can't get clean. If you have Air Force. Listen, if you have Air Force Ones, once that heel, the sole turns yellow, like the little buttery color. Ain't no wiping that off. You can't.
He got on some good weight. He looking good. He done gave his life to the Lord. He got a gospel album.
He's that yellow at the bottom of the Air Force Ones. There's no way
he's performing now. Now everybody ain't worried about him. It's just, you know, Devontae as fucking usual.
Nah, bro.
Will that nigga show up? Will he not? Who the fuck knows? His brother doesn't even know.
You can't clean that up, sir.
I'm sorry, I reject that. Yeah, I reject that in the spirit of what you was given. Go on ahead, KC. Don't let Beyonce put a limit on your life.
Would you let him sleep in your guest bedroom and leave the house in the daytime with him there?
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't. Nigga, you'll come back and be all kind of shit missing.
I don't think so. don't do KC like that. KC has gotten himself clean. After this, B, you'll probably... Well, no, you won't. I'll make you look at what he looks like now. You'll be like, okay, looks like he done got himself back together. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Who do you think is the most successful black person?
Well, B, we were talking about this earlier before we recorded, and it has to be beyond a shadow of a goddamn doubt, apart from President Obama. Asterisk. You got to put him in his own wing.
Right.
It's like, it's got to be Elon Musk, man. All day, every day. Killing the game. That nigga's so successful. He's trying to be successful in a whole other planet, homie. He's had enough being successful. He's won too. He's tired of winning.
I think some of our listeners would reject that he's an African American. They'd be wrong in doing so. But
yeah,
I think they would reject the fact that he's an African American.
Well, he has American citizenship, and as you and I both know, he is from the motherland. So facts.
Charlize Theron.
She's one in the top five of most successful African American. Matter of fact, you could say that she's one of the most decorated African American actresses of all time.
That's fucking crazy.
It's Viola Davis, Halle Berry. She did win the one Oscar. Ruby Dee, perhaps. I don't know. Eartha Kitt, but somewhere around there, there's got to be one Charlize Theron.
Wow.
And her beautiful. Black son, daughter, son.
We're not using
pronouns. Whatever.
I've never seen the kid. I just heard the stories about how she's warping their brain.
Well,
I don't even know if it's genetically a boy or a girl, but whatever.
Don't worry about that.
It's warped.
Not your problem.
Right.
And you know who one of the most successful African American musicians in the last 25 years is?
Michael Jackson.
Dave Matthews and his band. Dave Matthews killing the game.
The whole band isn't African American, are they?
No, just Dave Matthews.
Right, yeah.
Matthews is, you know, I'd say that between me and you, Dave Matthews, Charlize Theron, and Elon Musk, they're more African American than we are.
So they are, technically. So can we just give them like maybe a Wafrican American? Can we call them that?
I will not going to sit here and let you disrespect Elon, Charlize, and Dave like that. That's what we're not going to do.
So we like Wigger. We can't do it like Wigger.
We're certainly not going to do that.
I think we should
no,
call them
sir.
Wafrican Americans.
Have you been in the Serengeti?
I have.
They have.
I think I have. No, I haven't been in the Serengeti. I've been to a lot of places in Africa, but not the Serengeti.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
Military shit.
Oh, that's different.
I guess. I mean, have you been there? I have. Have you?
That's how you're going to play this? No, I have not.
You tried a little boy me, so I had to...
I'm just saying, what really could you do? How far could you go in? Did you go get to see the pyramids?
I did. I went on tours.
Remember you said the Suez Canal.
I went through the Suez Canal. But mm-hmm. I went on tours while I was there. I didn't just stay on the ship. Like, there's Liberty, and we go out, and we have a day or two to experience things.
And get new STDs. I see what you're doing.
I did not have sex with anyone overseas as well. We've talked about this. This has been
documented.
Especially Israel. Leave me alone.
You know, I could explain for the listeners what that means, but I'm not gonna. You wanna find out this great story, this narrative that B's been pushing?
Not a narrative. It's the truth.
For the last probably 15 something odd years or longer to everyone that'll listen. You have to go back and find this. And I'm not sure offhand right now where you'd find it other than digging back in the crates wherever you came to us. But you should check out some of the earlier podcasts where B, tried to basically piss in our face and tell us it was raining.
Come on, man. Why don't you believe me? My name is B Honest.
We're not going to drill a show on this. Sure. Yeah. But that's cool, though. So when you were in Africa, did you actually go to the Serengeti?
I did not. That's what I was saying. I didn't.
B, what the fuck is the Serengeti?
It's an area. It's a land area.
I know that part, B. Shit.
Oh. I mean, I don't know how to define
it. It's a spot of land in the African continent.
I don't know how to define it.
Is it a jungle? It's not jungle.
It's
on a plain like area.
It's grassy. It's grassy, and it's
my,
got water.
My source material is Lion King on this all, by the way.
Okay.
Fucking animated, not the animated one. Yeah.
Right.
Hakuna Matata. All right, man. Okay. So Tesla doing a damn thing. Tesla is one of the greatest African American creations. This side of the remote control. Yeah. Fight me on that.
Nope, I got you. I got your back.
Cool. B, you love your wife, don't you?
I love my wife to death.
I love my wife too. B, do you love her enough to have a couple's toilet?
Do I love my wife enough to have a couple's toilet? I'm not sure what a couple's, is that like their two seats?
Yeah.
We share them at the same time?
Oh, yep. That's what that means.
Do you have to use them at the same time?
Oh, no. You don't have to do anything, B. But if you're in a healthy relationship, you're just going to want to.
Well, okay. So French Reggie, friend of the show from No Nonsense Show, French Reggie says that he and his girl poop in front of each other.
No, not just in front of.
But that's
simultaneously.
You're talking about the same time. So there are two seats, two flushing mechanisms. And how are they positioned? Like back to back?
Well,
side to side?
You're facing each other so that you can
facing
both.
Each other. Nah, I think I'm good on that one, man.
It's that nigga Tyrese B.
No, man, I think I'm good on that.
This nigga Tyrese filmed this shit. I don't even want to send it to you. Just listen. He filmed the shit and... he and whoever his girlfriend is right now, he asked her if she had to go. She said yes. Yes was number one. Number two, she said number one. They went. He said he had to do number two. They, you know, there's two toilets facing each other. And they are playing footsies. And I got grossed out. So I turned. So I don't know if anybody blew anything out.
Yeah, that's weird, but man.
What the fuck's wrong? I know his mom died. But before that, I think it was weird.
No, I think Tyrese.
He ain't been the same since... He he ain't been that the same since them niggas went to space in Fast and Furious 8 or 9.
I think he's run out of stuff to do. He's done the music. He's done the movies. I don't think he has any more, like, there are no more talents there. So he's kind of like just, he's run out. And now it's just like, it's just, let me just do something. Because this wouldn't work for me because I'm the kind of person where in our bathroom, we have our bathroom, both, like if you go to one side, it's my sink in my area, my vanity. The other side, you go to, it's my wife's vanity. And then there's a shower and a tub in the middle. And then off to the side is a bathroom with a closed door. I don't even allow my wife to be in the big area when I'm in there doing number two. I want her to go out of the entire bathroom.
What about her servant? Does she just stick around or do you have, does she have to leave too?
Well, sometimes I need her to pull the actual number two out if it gets a little stuck or whatever. What do
does
you
that
mean?
Make the manservant jealous or no? Is he kind of cool with it?
What are you talking about, man? Anyway, yeah.
Because you said where everything, you didn't count for the staff. I mean, does she have to leave too?
I don't allow for anyone to be in the greater bathroom area when I'm...
Except the butler. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right.
By the way, is that like a week one test for butlers or day one? Or is it, you know, you work up to that?
Right.
Like, you know, I figure if you're already paying, you know, it is what it is. You know, just jump in.
Right.
Yeah. And so, so do you wipe?
I use a
bidet. The butler wipe? Is there a bidet situation?
There's a bidet.
Does he man the bidet?
No, I turn it on myself. It's just a little
Wow. You got too much money for that. Love yourself.
Never, man. I really recommend a bidet for everyone. They're not that.
Why are you gay?
They're not that expensive. They're not that
because
expensive.
Because that's okay if you are. No, seriously.
They're not that expensive, man. And it really has changed my life.
I bet it has. I'm looking for some excitement myself. Shit. Why not? Man. Did you... Today is Sunday. We always record on Sundays, except for maybe one time.
Right.
Did you do anything cool for Saturday dinner? Anything exciting?
Saturday.
Other than not having a cold cut?
Yeah, I don't fuck with cold cuts. Saturday dinner, I can't remember where we went.
Anything worth mentioning on Saturday?
Saturday dinner.
Spago's. Oh, no.
Oh, we went to the Hawks game and we were going to go to this place called R. Thomas. We ended up going to a neighborhood bar, like a tavern, a pub. It's a Chicago Bears bar, which is very odd.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta, but they have some excellent food.
You mean Ditka's?
No, it's in Atlanta.
No, Ditka is the name of the bar, Ditka's.
No, this is literally a one of one. It's a neighborhood bar. It's the oldest bar, pub, tavern on Peachtree Road.
You know, that's what I love about you, B, is that no matter how wealthy you become, you still carve out time to try to get, you know, the common person's perspective on it. You want to take the temperature every now and then to just kind of see how it is for other people who were not born into, you know, extreme generational wealth.
That's funny. When you come to
can't spend in many lifetimes.
That's funny. When you come to Atlanta, I'm taking you to the Black Bear Tavern and we're going to enjoy it because it's great.
Whoa, Black Bear. I thought you meant Chicago Bears.
No. It's a Chicago sports bar. So
that's what I thought you said.
The wall, there's Walter Payton jersey and Chicago. Like, they don't fuck with no other teams but Chicago teams. But it's called the Black Bear Tavern. I don't know why. It's not related. However,
all right, man.
When you come to Atlanta, we're going. So just going to prepare for that.
I'm trying to be upwardly mobile. I don't know if I want to turn around and see, you know, how close to where I came from. I don't know. But we'll see. So I actually made some barbecue, some chickens yesterday. That's what I did.
Okay.
And my little youngest was sick with congestion and stuffiness. You know, it's allergy season and whatnot. And so she requested barbecue chicken and sausage. And then she said ribs. See, the problems with the ribs, B, is that I'm from Texas. And ribs take a long ass time.
All day. Sometimes the next day.
I didn't feel like doing that shit. No, ribs don't take 2 days. Ribs take anywhere between 5 to... 8 hours max.
What is that brisket I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a whole to do.
Yeah.
That's a fight. But I didn't feel like doing that. So I told my wife to buy some of those prepackaged ribs at the grocery store. You know, the ones that, you know, that are already made and you just stick on the oven and you heat them and you hope.
Talk about poor.
Right. But then I Iron Chef those shits. So I thought she's going to come back with some Kenwood pre-made ones.
Yeah.
Not Kenwood. Yeah, Kenwood. She came back with something called Lloyd's. Who the fuck is Lloyd?
I don't know.
Lloyd.
Lloyd could be a white dude. He might be a white African-American, though. A white African-American.
You know, he could be. Anyway, so long story short, so I opened the package up and it's covered in ketchup. I don't know what the fuck
ketchup.
This shit was.
Oh, come on, man. That's definitely...
You know, barbecue sauce looks like ketchup and is as thick as ketchup. That's kind of what I'm calling it.
Okay.
So I full on Iron Chef this shit. So I took it out of the package. Huh?
I don't know what Iron Chef it means. Okay, let me, for the listeners who don't know, I don't cook at all. Not grill, not stovetop, not oven, microwave, yeah. But I don't understand cooking or any of the details. So when you're saying this, like everybody knows what Iron Chefing it means, I have no idea what that means.
Do you know what Chopped mean? You started the show Chopped.
No.
Okay, you get ingredients, you got to make some shit out of it. You don't know what the ingredients are? That's kind of the gist of the show, Chopped.
Okay.
Another thing is, so there's an Iron Chef. You generally know what an Iron Chef is, right?
Is it a piece of equipment?
No, it's a contest.
No idea.
It's a contest of great chefs against other chefs, and they compete, and whoever the winner is becomes the Iron Chef. So you have a chef from China, you have a chef from Japan. Bobby Flay was an Iron Chef at one point.
Is this like Hell's Kitchen or something like that? Is that related?
Okay. No, these are, it's kind of a higher level of cooking.
Okay.
But still very intense. Not the point. One of the Iron Chef's son is a big influencer. And what this Iron Chef does is his son brings back garbage, like Taco Bell, In-N-Out, all sorts of shit. And the dad then turns it into a gourmet meal.
So
sometimes he does add things that are cheating, like truffles. Okay, you know, that's not really the same shit.
I don't even know what truffles are. He's looking at me. He's looking at me like, what a dickhead. But I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what they are.
I don't know if you're trolling me.
What is truffle butter? Is that in at the
truffle butter? Yes, it has truffles in it. Truffles are like a mushroom.
A mushroom? Truffles are mushrooms?
Hold on a second.
I have
no
idea.
Be specific here.
I have no idea what you're talking about then. I thought truffle was like some kind of...
Yeah, it's like a mushroom. Truffle is the fruiting body of a subterranean ascomycete fungus.
Never heard of it.
Predominantly one of the many species of the genus tuber.
Wow. Learn something
every day. So it's not exactly a mushroom, but it's mushroom adjacent.
It is kind of fungi or fungus.
Yeah. They're very fucking expensive.
Huh.
Very. So your truffle butter has some of that in there. Anyway. So he takes whatever food garbage that his son brings and he turns into a gourmet dish. I know, with Chipotle. I think he even did something with Chick-fil-A. And I was thinking to myself, how dare you fuck up Chick-fil-A? take your ass back to Canada is what you need to do. Hashtag not my Iron Chef. And so I got the Lloyd's. Back to the barbecue. I got the Lloyd's. I look at it. It's covered in ketchup. And B, as I said, I'm from Texas. So when it comes to barbecue, I'm very specific about my shit.
It shouldn't look like ketchup.
No. So I take the meat, go to the sink, and I wash all that shit off of it.
I would have too.
It didn't come off easy. I had to get paper towels and I had to scrub the shit off of it. And I realized the meat wasn't as high quality as I would have preferred.
Right.
Which is why you should always, always be careful when you buy anything that's pre-sauced. Any meat that's pre-sauced, they're hiding something.
Yeah.
So I did that. Got it all clean and pristine. Then I proceeded to do what I would normally do. I seasoned it. I tenderized it with it. Don't worry about what I tenderized it with.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's not for you to know.
Lemon juice and vinegar?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
I'm just guessing. I don't know how to tenderize anything.
I know you said literally recently just said you didn't cook anything, and no, it wasn't all the fucking Lowry seasonal I could find either. So I re-seasoned it. I sprinkled some magic on it.
Magic. Is that another thing in The Secret, or is there something called magic?
No, that's the way I tenderized it.
Okay.
I threw it on the grill for about, it says you could heat it up in 15 minutes because it's supposed to be pre-cooked. I threw it on the grill for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Took it out of the seasonings and magic I had in there. Uh-huh. Then I put it directly on the heat. Then I sauced it up with Sweet Baby Ray's because I married Californians and they don't understand good barbecue sauce. And you know what, B? After all that shit,
you Iron Chef'd it.
Came out decent. Gave myself a high five.
That's cool.
Anyway, so long story short is you too can buy ribs that are pre-cooked, but you better work on them shits. You better love on them. Otherwise, it's going to be terrible. The irony is, has she got the Kingsford, the grill brand, the people that make the grills, if she got their brand of ribs, I wouldn't have done anything to them. I would just cooked them regular.
That's like a Glory Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ever had
delicious.
Those? Yeah, those are like, you don't have to do anything to them. You put them in a pan, heat them up.
Black Eyed Peas.
I've
had the greens. I've had the dumplings. It's all good in my hood. Yes, yes, sir. All right, man. So.
Well, congratulations on the Iron Chef.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
All right.
Enough fuckery. So, as you know, as you should know, as you should have heard, on February 27th, 2022, Russia has invaded the Ukraine. I don't know why they won't say invade, but that's what's fucking happened. If you got tanks rolling and bombing on the capital city in another country, that sounds like a goddamn invasion to me. And the response has been from President Biden and other West leaders of crushing economic sanctions or freezing assets of Russian banks everywhere. It's probably about $3 trillion or so. And some of the banks they've frozen. And so that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, Russia is just doing what the fuck it wants to do. Before he did this, Stalin started invoking Russian heroes of old, Lenin and Stalin. And, I don't know if you should look up Joseph Stalin. It's some real serious shit. This fucker beat Hitler. It was Stalin.
Isn't that weird though? How history has made Hitler the worst man of all time, and Stalin was very arguably worse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, arguably.
Yeah, arguably. But it's not a hard argument. Like, a person would be, if you after you actually hear, you would be pretty pressed to be like, oh, okay, no, there's no comparison. Hitler's still the worst human ever to live. I don't know that that's true. Stalin has some pretty...
There's King Leopold too, but we don't talk about
King
him.
Leopold also of Belgium.
We don't talk about him.
Belgium, right?
Those lives don't matter.
Congolese people would say otherwise.
But back to what I was saying. So he invokes Stalin. Joseph Stalin, if you don't know, you should look him up. He was the leader of Soviet Russia for, I don't know, 30 years or so, from like 1920-something to 1950-something.
Right.
Lenin, Nikolai Lenin, was before he essentially... He ended the monarch reign of Tsar Nicholas II and created the new Russia, which until Joseph Stalin took control, it was viewed as a poor backwoods country. Notwithstanding that Tsar Nicholas and King George and Kaiser Wilhelm were all best buds and cousins growing up until World War I. Stick with me here. Point of the being of all this is that so Putin is invoking Stalin, who, if you are anywhere over the age of 38, there's a thing called the Cold War. And that shit didn't end until 1990. Before 1990, if you were aware of anything, you realize at any point in time, the world could be a mushroom cloud. Why? Because Russia had nukes, we had nukes, their nukes were pointed at us, our nukes are pointed at them. If one of them shoots, then we shoot. If you ask questions later, then you're probably too late. And if somebody gotta die, then maybe you both gotta die. That's sort of shit. And so that's kind of how I grew up until 1990, being afraid of Russia and what they could do to the planet.
Right.
And, you know, in 1990, that changed. A lot of the Eastern countries that were satellite nations, meaning they were either directly controlled by the Soviet Union, which is what Russia used to be called, or they were indirectly controlled by the Soviet Union. And over time, after 1990, beginning with East Germany, these countries began to embark out on their own, some of them under the auspices of democracy. Big fucking deal. Mikhail Gorbachev and Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan. Am I right? Mikhail Gorbachev?
Yes. Right? Yes.
They worked out, they brokered a deal where East Germany would be allowed to be free. And after that, Boris Yeltsin became the next president of Russia, which then converted from the Soviet Union to Russia.
Yes.
And then there was another person after Boris Yeltsin, I don't remember. And there were people who were not fucking happy with Russia turning into a capitalistic, also ran with everybody else. And they longed for the days of Soviet glory, where Soviets were considered an equal world power with the United States and, you know, an equally sized stick and sometimes a bigger stick. Specifically with their submarines. That's a whole other thing. I think Russia has, the Soviet Union created the the largest submarine that carried the most ballistic missiles. I think it had 24. As we speak, I'm pretty sure one of those submarines or something like it is probably not that far off of the coast of where I'm staying right now.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, that's kind of what that submarine is, what Hunt for Red October was about. That class of submarine.
Yep. So that's how we grew up.
Right. It was a big deal. It was like that thing where, just for people who are younger than that, it's not something that you think about in the front of your mind, but there's never a time where it's not at the back of your mind, because, you know, it's a real boogeyman. It's not the fake thing. You recognize that there is a real threat. You don't know how far away it is or where it's looming, but you do know that it's always there.
And, you know, a real threat, not this bullshit. America got everything, man. You don't want to fuck with us. No, they got all the shit we got.
Right.
They got all the training we got, right. Maybe less so in these last few years. And fuck them, and they'll fuck us. And, if we get into this shit, the world looks different. Elon was right.
The thing that was different about them was, you know, as they don't pull your thing out unless you plan to bang, I always felt like they were willing to bang.
And that's kind of where we're going. And then when the willing to bang, we're talking about indirect conflicts. We're not talking about direct conflicts, because we can't have a direct conflict. So you have a direct conflict and something bad happens, somebody's going to put some shit in the air.
Yeah.
And if you put one nuclear missile in the air, then we got something on our side. So boop, 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 boop. Incoming rocket, incoming missile. So then, boop, 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 boop. Responding missile going in the air. It's dominoes.
Yeah.
B might have a better understanding than I do. I always presume this shit's like a domino effect, that if something hits a certain altitude in a place it ain't supposed to be, shit starts rolling. And I do think you get to some point where a person has to say, okay, are we doing this? President online. Are we doing this? Give us the go. But if something gets an intercontinental ballistic missile, what the fuck is that shit? Intercontinental ballistic missile is the thing that carries the nuclear weapon. Intercontinental ballistic. What does that mean? That means the missile could be shot from somewhere far, far away.
In another continent
and reach another continent. We ain't talking about some North Korea, Roman candle. Shit.
This is basically a spaceship with a nuke on it.
Yeah, it's a spaceship with a nuke, and it's going, the only way to knock this thing down is to go up and get it. And it's moving pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
They can be intercepted. But while we're intercepting, you think we're just going to be intercepting, not firing shit? No. This is a Mexican standoff. Someone shoots, you shoot. It's all bad. It's all bad. We don't do direct conflicts.
And also,
that is the rule.
You don't really know that even in an interception that you don't create some type of nuclear event.
Man, that's the best case scenario. You get it. Even if you try an interception. Okay, say you don't destroy, you just knock it off course. It's still coming down somewhere.
Yeah. And the problem with nuclear war is that the missile target site, yes, is immediately affected. However, just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that the fallout of it takes longer to, you know, be realized. It's not just the impact site. It's what the wind carries. It's what the soil holds.
And the problem with that is, how do we make phone calls in 1945? Someone had to take a wire and put it in a hole and then talk to somebody on the other end and say, such and such want to make a call. And can you put in a wire on your end to talk on this end? In other words, technology has advanced significantly since the 40s.
Right.
So that horrible, terrible Hiroshima bomb that you've heard about, and unthinkable, and how after we did drop the second one, we decided this can never be done again. Yeah, everybody that has nuclear weapons, those bombs are 10, 20 times more powerful than those. It's not even simply a nuclear bomb or nuclear missile anymore. It's called starts with an H. Can't think of it. Hydra something.
Hydrogen?
Nope. Something.
Hydrostatic?
I don't remember. The upshot is the bombs we had in the 40s, the bomb. Yeah, our bombs are way bigger than those bombs. So yeah. All this fallout and stuff, we're talking at a much wider, the planet is going to change.
Yeah.
If you survive, this shit's going to look like goddamn, you know, when they say post-apocalyptic, this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
The upshot is we do not fight Russia directly for any fucking reason. And until recently, the upshot was they do not fucking fight us directly for any fucking reason.
Right.
And then China got weaponized, and China became also learned, oh shit. So if we do this, they do that, and they do this, and we do that, and we got nothing. We fight indirectly. So I think, B, we talked about this last time about the Ukraine. I said they're going to get it, and we ain't going to do shit.
Right.
Just like if we decide to take Cuba, ain't nobody going to do shit. Just like when China decides to take Taiwan, we're not going to do shit. We're going to stamp our feet, shake our fists, and we ain't going to do shit.
Right.
So, you know, any Ukraine supporting listeners out there, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Shit's gone. That's not the real concern, though. The real concern is,
what's next?
What is this nigga gonna do next?
Yeah, what's next is always the question.
Because he knows the shit me and Bionis just talked about. And he knows that if we get into a direct conflict, the outcome will be the planet is different. Bad. There is no winner. The Ukraine is a former satellite country of Russia. I get it. But what if he goes further west? Then what?
Yeah.
Then what? This is a scary time. And it should be. If you're not paying attention to what's going on in Ukraine, you think it doesn't affect us, you're wrong. If you think that when Donald Trump said, don't worry about this shit, okay, that motherfucker didn't go to history class, and he sure as fuck does know shit about geopolitical consequences. Right. If you think about these things, it's enough to cause you to, you know, be very depressed and have, you know, none of these things are nice things to think about, the possible things that can happen when a butterfly flaps in one place. Thousands of miles away from the United States, it causes a trigger effect that goes somewhere else.
Right.
We choose to ignore this and to minimize it, not really deal with it.
You know what's crazy about that, Kunta? I have a close friend that lives in Switzerland, and I think Thursday or Friday, I think it was Friday, I messaged him on WhatsApp and, you know, just said, you know, how's your family? Is everybody okay? I know that, you know, it's not your neighbor that it's happening to, but, you know, just checking on you guys, make sure you're okay. And he played it down. He was like, yeah, such and such is not a big deal. I think we're far away from the reach. And I'm like, 1,400 miles? Because that's all it is. Switzerland to Ukraine is 1,400 miles. You can do that in a day if you want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a day trip. And I think the butterfly effect thing is people are, maybe he's just kind of like
wishful thinking
or not. He doesn't want to accept how close that is. So he's like, oh no, we're far reach from that. It's not a big deal. But I think anybody,
evil is not always crazy. I think people are trying to say Putin's evil, but surely he's not crazy.
Right.
He wouldn't do the unthinkable.
Yeah. But that's the comfort that the United States has always had is that we have two very large water bodies between us and all the bad guys. So there's always that separation that, you know, yeah, y'all can come for us, but y'all got to come. You can't kind of play and tease like how Russia did Ukraine, where they had troops along the border and they were like, we might come, we might not. We might come, we might not. And then they did. That's very, all of Europe is within the grasp of a few days travel from where he is right now. And anybody who's in Europe has the ability to be part of this very, very quickly.
And if that happens, we all go to war.
All of us. That's a world war. That's what happens when I don't know why Ukraine is not as important to the world, but you start going to Poland, Romania, come on. When you start hitting those, things are going to change.
And what you just said, they're former satellite countries of a Union of Soviet Socialist Republic.
Yeah.
So I have a slight nuance on what you said about two bodies of water.
Okay.
Submarines.
Yeah.
Intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Oh yeah.
You don't necessarily need to be on the United States unless it's
it's more
rubble.
Difficult though. It's more difficult because there has to be a lot that goes in and it's a suicide mission for whoever does it because there's so much already here waiting for some shit to pop off under the water too.
I'm saying they're not even going to do that. Just bomb it to shit. You don't make United States a pile of rubble.
Right.
You think we're going to sit back and let that happen?
No, absolutely.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
So if they want to make us a pile of rubble, we want to make them a pile of rubble. China's going to be a pile of rubble.
Yeah. Well,
then the atmosphere is fucked.
Well, all you got to do is look at the dicks. That's all you got to do right now, right? So Putin put his dick on the table. He said, I'm taking Ukraine. Anybody who has a problem with it, prepare for these motherfucking hands. And United States says, okay, well, we're just going to give you some sanctions. That's the dick is on the table, and his dick is way bigger than ours right now.
Yeah, but his dick is over there.
right.
Our dick is over here.
Right.
And
I still feel
our
like
our dick looks at least as big as his dick, but his dick is over there and our dick's over here.
Yeah, but we could have definitely went in and protected Ukraine. However,
that's direct conflict.
That's what I'm saying. The dick is on the table. Anybody who has a problem with me punking Ukraine, I'm sending these hands to you. And so we kind of pussied around with the sanction thing. And, you know, yeah, we're going to take the Russian vodka off the shelves and we're not going to sell any more of that. And here, we're going to close on this bank account. You're not going to be able to use that. But in the end of the day, the threat was made. Better not nobody come fuck with me and what I'm doing to Ukraine. Because if you do, you get in these hands. And everybody has politely.
It goes back to what I said, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's too close. It's too close to their borders. So they're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you a strongly worded letter to the manager. I'm not. The United States, the troops, I believe, we don't want to go other places to die without having an understanding of how that immediately and directly protects the country. Again, that's a dramatic misunderstanding. Of geopolitics and
No, it's not. It's just simplified. It's simplified. It's not understated. It's simple. The problem, though, is that the United States has always claimed, this is a claim, and sometimes I'll say it's an outright lie, they've always claimed that they're trying to stop the spread of communism or whatever the bad guy is that month from invading the entire world. This is the first step in potentially Russia doing that.
But it's not communism.
Yeah, it's right. It's not communism this time, but I'm saying that the idea...
It's an authoritarian regime,
right?
Just like China.
Right.
Just like what Donald Trump wants. And in the next election, he may kind of get.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with the Trump part of this, but we always disagree on that.
He always... Trump said it's cool. Trump said earlier in the week, he said, yeah, that's fine about Putin invading Ukraine.
Right.
Great. Good for him. Sounds like a great idea. It's about having complete control of your country. That's what Donald Trump wanted because he idolizes Putin's and the Xi's and the Rocket Man. And so this is not communism. This is authoritative leaders who are essentially like dictators. Why am I banging around the bush here? They're dictators.
So there's still two sides of this, though. I don't think that there need to be such a strong case made for the fact that Ukraine does belong to Russia. I don't think you'd have to make a you don't have to go far outside of your reach to put that in play. I think that Ukraine doesn't want to be, just like Taiwan doesn't want to be, but I don't know that that means that they are not just because they don't want to be.
Their sovereignty was already recognized.
Yeah, but sovereignties change.
I mean, that's the problem with Palestinians and Israel.
Yep,
it can't get recognized as a nation state.
Right.
That's the problem it's the problem with black people in this country. We've allowed it to be called civil rights versus human rights, and you can't get human rights if there's not a nation state. It's the problem with Native Americans in this country. Still civil rights, not human rights.
Right.
Anyway, so being recognized as a country is very, 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 very important for these types of shits right here.
Right.
Full stop. Rain, sleet, or snow, bombs falling, or daisies pushing. Racism, gone racism, gone racism.
Oh boy, I don't know what he's about to say, so I'm just laughing at his face.
Persons of color, Africans, Latinos, and Arabs who are in the Ukraine are being prohibited, hindered, stopped with gunpoint from leaving the country by Ukrainians in favor of Ukrainians. Mind you, sometimes some of these cases, some of these groups like Nigerians, et cetera, they've already negotiated with the surrounding countries, you know, that they can come in as refugees. They are pulling them off buses. They are pulling guns and rounding them up and sending them back. It's very hard for me as a person of color to pretend like I don't see these things and everything's fine. Just to put it out there, I stand with Ukraine as an Ukrainian sovereignty. I acknowledge that Russia is committing war crimes against men, women, and children. I acknowledge that this must stop and that we have to figure out some way to turn Russia back. I don't think we can, but wouldn't it be great if? I'm not attributing the actions of some border patrol to the entirety of Ukrainians. I'm not going to do that. But I can't pretend I didn't see all these videos of what's happening to people of color. Am I surprised? No. You want to know what the first thing I thought when I started seeing these stories and seeing these videos was, well, why the fuck were you over there to begin with? There's portions of Europe that really don't want to see any non-Europeans. It just is what it is. And so a lot of these people, I presume, were students. Kind of like how in front of the show, French Reggie went to China and he said that there were a group of, he called them expats. Right. Expatriates, and they were from all over. There were some Russians, there were some other Africans and stuff. Probably a similar situation.
Well, expats like to imagine, is different than school students, though. Expats and students are different things.
No, I understand, but I'm talking about a group of people that are not from there.
Right.
And don't necessarily intend on staying there permanently.
Okay, so here's my question, though, because not only were they turning away people of color, they were turning away all males. Between the ages of 18 and 60.
Ukrainians, that's conscription. They're conscripting them to fight.
Right. But so were you saying they're turning away women as well that are people of color?
Yes.
And
you black ass, you brown ass, you tan ass, you yellow ass, you get the fuck on
and
back.
You're saying they're telling them to go back for what purpose? Because what? What is your idea of why they're making them go back?
Well, other people, Ukrainians need to get out. I don't care what plans you've made. I don't care what countries you've has decided to accept you.
Okay.
If there's going to be anybody getting out, it's going to be Ukrainians.
Okay. And you have a problem with that because what?
They're taking people off of things.
No, not people. They're taking non-Ukrainians. So we have a Ukrainian service and a responsible. Hold on. Let me finish my thought. We have a Ukrainian service that is to take care of Ukrainians. And now here are people who are not Ukrainians who chose to be here, not born here, but chose to be here. And you're saying that they deserve to go the same way.
You're going to have to define service first before we go any further.
Okay. So what the service I'm talking about is we're transporting people across the border or to the border or whatever. And you're telling me that, and see, this is the problem that you and I had when it came to Trump. I felt like Trump was super American. He was like, yo, I don't want to let nobody in this border. We need to define who is an American and who's not an American. Because it's a lot of people talking shit right now. There's a lot of noise about hating America. And if you're an American and all you're concerned with how much you hate America, we need to draw a line in the sand for the people who are Americans and who support America and people who are Americans and hate America. And the people that are Americans and hate America, go to hell. I agree with that. And by the same token, if we're talking about in the Ukraine, we're saying, well, I can take a busload of Ukrainian people who I'm Ukrainian. And these are Ukrainian people. I can take a busload of Ukrainian people or a busload of expats from Nigeria or Middle East or whatever. And I have a choice. I'm going to choose my people because they're my people. That's where the my comes from. It's not equal. It's not fair. It's me taking my people that I'm part of. I'm going to take care of them first. If it was my family or another family, I'm going to pick my family first too. I don't understand why people are so upset with this whole, it should be equal. No, it shouldn't be equal. It's never fucking equal anyway. If it was your family it was your family or some fucking students, you wouldn't care. If your wife and your kids had a chance to get out of this country and it was a problem in this country, you could give a damn how young the students are, who the students are, what country they're from, what color they are. You don't give a damn about that. You're going to take care of your family first. I don't see how this is different. This is much ado about nothing.
No, it's not. It's about prioritizing people based on their color.
No, it's not. Because they just happen to not. Ukrainians are not black. Most of them. I don't know. I haven't seen any. So Ukrainians are not black. It just happens that because we're in Ukraine, because we're in Ukraine and we're Ukrainians, the people that look like me are white, not black. It's just that is coincidence. That has nothing to do with I'm trying to punish black people or Latino people or Arab people. I'm not punishing them. I'm just going to take care of mine first. Now, if there's some more buses left over, sure, we'll send the buses back. We may not have drive. We're going to maybe pull the drivers, but we'll give y'all some buses once we get done. That's on y'all. I'm going to take care of my family first, though. And I don't know that I disagree with that. I'm not saying we should pull people off of buses that are already on buses. What I'm saying is maybe we shouldn't let them on the bus in the first place until we take care of the people who are our family. And I mean, I don't know that that's wrong. I don't know that I disagree with that. I know for damn sure that if it was a choice between my family and another family, I'm going to take care of my family first without question, without consideration, with extreme prejudice.
Well, you're entitled to your position. I'm talking about Nigerian students, South African students, Ethiopian students, Ghanaian students, Somalian students, Zimbabwe students, as well as other students from Latin American countries. And
so no white people that aren't Ukrainians got pulled off buses. Is that what you're saying? Come on, man.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You don't know that, though. You're just saying that. You don't know that.
I know that if you are of color, you're being turned away at the border. There are See, here's the thing. And you didn't have a chance to know I was going to talk about this.
Right.
And I'm not really engaging fully with what you're saying because I know you have not really dug into this.
Right.
But what you're advocating for is a very simplistic view. When you watch the videos, you'll see what's happening. You will immediately see the problem.
Right.
And you can say, well, I want my family off first. Okay. To the extent of somebody's got to go pull somebody else out and come back, you know.
Absolutely. If somebody got to get off the bus for my family to get on the bus, absolutely pull them off. Pull their asses off.
Okay, your family. Okay, what about your fellow Georgian?
Well, I mean, that's another step closer. I mean, it's not so far-fetched is what I'm saying.
Okay, what about another fellow Southerner?
It's not so far-fetched.
Okay, all right. So Ukraine has said, we're going to stand here and fight. That's what they say. That's what President Zelensky said.
The men.
And they're conscripting all of their fighting age men.
Only the men, right. Only the men. We're talking about men here because all their men have to stay. All of them.
Yeah, that just happened today, though.
No, that didn't just happen today. That was last week as well. That's been since last week.
I don't think that was last week.
That was last week, man. Yes, that wasn't today. That's been like that since Thursday or Friday. They said that families were separated in, what day did they invade? Thursday?
They said Thursday or Friday, like today and Sunday. So that's last week, man. It just started Thursday, though.
This just started Thursday.
Well, I disagree with it's okay to keep students in a place and not let them pass.
I don't think it's...
And when they get to the line, you send them all the way back, or you pull guns and say they have to stop, or you drag them off of the places they already are.
But that doesn't make any sense what you're saying. So if we're at the border, we're actually at the border checkpoint, and when one step over, you're in another country. You're saying that you believe... that somebody's saying, oh, you only have one more step, but you can't go that one step. Go back. I don't believe that. That sounds like some exaggeration.
Okay, you got Googles like I do.
No. I'm not trusting the media. One of my really great friends. I'm not trusting the media.
You're from Ukraine. So if you don't want to, If you know what? You don't want to research it. I can't spoon feed you, you grown ass man. So you don't want to look into it? Don't. That's fine.
There's nowhere to research that. You can't. The media is full of shit. You cannot research
that. The media? There are other places than CNN or Fox or whatever.
Where?
You know, Al Jazeera. There are other places that actually do report shit that's not in the American mainstream media.
And what I'm saying is, now, a bus that has to travel hundreds of miles, I get it. That's different. But you're telling me that there's a one-step difference between where I am now and where I am then. I'm saying, no, you go back. Even though it's not going to take...
Obviously, it's not... You put a toe over, you're there.
Right.
But it is you're at the border crossing. Or it is that you're a few kilometers away from there. They're saying, turn your black asses around.
And you're saying Poland is saying no, or you're saying Ukraine is saying no?
Ukraine is saying no.
I don't believe that.
But mostly Ukrainians. They're being withheld by Ukrainians. Right. Some Poland people, but mostly it's Ukrainians saying us first.
Just logic. That makes no sense. If we're already there, all it takes is us walking the rest of the way. That's not the same thing as getting on a bus 200 miles away or 300 miles away. If we're already at the border, it takes as long for you to walk back as it does for you to walk across.
You're going to walk your black ass back if there's other Ukrainians beside you.
I don't believe that, because we can walk at the same time. It doesn't take you any more time to walk. That doesn't make any sense.
You literally just said,
yes,
if it's my family or anyone else,
right,
it's going to be my family. Okay, well, Cousin Skeeter's behind these motherfuckers. Y'all need to step back, let Cousin Skeeter through.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that is we're talking about a bus ride and somebody, they're only 60 seats on the bus. We have to get this bus to the border. What I'm saying is we're at the border already. That just doesn't make any, logically that makes no sense.
It's a very specific hypothetical. And in your very specific hypothetical, if there are other Ukrainians there, those people of color,
right,
black, brown, yellow, they're not going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I doubled down on my family first, but the rest of it, and I know you do too. You're just saying this because it sounds good and it feels good to say, hey, everybody's equal. But Kunta, you are not letting somebody go in front of your family if you have a choice. And you know it. The rest of it is very anecdotal and very specific, and I'm just saying like extremes. But if it's your family is extreme.
You're systematically, all people of color are being being held up and prohibited and stopped and slowed down from leaving a country they're not from.
Not people of color, non-Ukrainians. There's a difference in people of color and non-Ukrainians. And if I were a government, my family
okay,
is Ukrainian.
Let me be clear. People of color, 99.999 are not Ukrainians.
That's coincidence, though. That is a coincidence. It's not Ukraine's fault that there are no black Ukrainians.
Yeah, exactly.
This is one of those things where you just, it's like we got to find a reason to put racism into this. It's racism.
No, I don't.
It's nationalism. There's a national thing here.
The first thing I said was, why the fuck were they there?
Yeah,
because
you're right.
I know that there are certain places in Europe where they don't really want to deal. They really don't see my black, brown, yellow. They don't want that.
Yeah.
It's like there are certain places, like China. Like, remember when French Reggie wanted to go to China, we're like, what the fuck? Why?
Yeah, I remember that.
It wasn't just it being weird and foreign. It's like, you know, they don't like you over there. What you going to do over there?
Right. It made no sense. Yet he
went.
Same
shit.
Yet he went.
Yeah. So, you know, so I'm not saying that this was even a good idea in the beginning to be there in the first place. I don't think it was.
Yeah, but see, Kunta, something doesn't add up here, right? So when COVID happened, they kicked black people the fuck out of China first. French Reggie got his papers when he was on vacation here. We saw it. They were like, yo, nigga, don't come back to China. If you're darker than this paper bag, don't bring your ass back to China. What I'm saying,
are you sure that it wasn't performance related?
No, no, we saw this. This was literally his. He got the email saying, "Hey, I guess it was whoever the advocate is for his job was like, hey, we're having some trouble with your we're having some trouble with your paperwork. Don't call us. We'll call you." Is basically what the email said. Hey, we'll let you know.
I said, "Are you sure it wasn't performance related?" Because I remember the basketball thing. I'm going to call it a thing because it wasn't a game.
Right.
That you posted. So sometimes, you know, you want to be indirect. Like, you know, you're not fired.
Right.
We're moving a different direction. Hey, man.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's a problem with your paperwork. You probably should go back. You should go home.
Right.
Where's your home? America? Yeah, you should go there.
Right.
Is it Nigeria? Whatever. Just not here.
Yeah. Oh,
just
you're already there.
Not here.
Oh, you're already there. Yeah, don't book your flight yet. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so I, none of this is new. None of this is even unexpected. But as a black person, when I see something like that, it makes me less zealous in my defense of the Ukraine.
Ah, come on, man. How?
If you show me you're overtly racist, how am I going to continue to keep that energy, same energy of, yeah, let these free, this is a human rights thing, let's all be...
No, so are you saying you just don't give a shit at all anymore? You're indifferent?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm less zealous about it.
But I'm saying, what I'm saying is, so then that means that you're supporting Russia, or are you saying you're indifferent?
No, I'm saying I'm less zealous in my support for the Ukraine, meaning there's less starch in my support. For example, be very specific. Yesterday, you know, I did that social media thing where I put, you know, whenever something happens, there's a banner for your picture for everything. You know, I put up one for the Ukrainian flag. I have a very good friend. She's from the Ukraine. And after what I, you know, deluge of shit that's happened in the last 24 hours, I'm like, well, shit, I can't. And then I did some research on what I said, oh shit, I can't just, you know, bald face say I support all this shit. What are they doing to people of color there? I can't do that.
Right.
And so I took it off and I explained why I took it off. And obviously my Ukrainian friend is upset about it. And she talked about what happened in Georgia. I think my exact words were, my support will be measured going forward with regards to what happens in Ukraine. And she asked me directly, well, you know, this Travis McMichael and all those other things that are happening, you know, if the United States were being attacked, would your support for the United States be measured? Two things. First, as a black person in this country, my relationship with this country is always complicated. And so situationally, there are instances where I am measured. That's just what it means to be black in America, to be part of, have built a country, and still be, you know, oftentimes considered other.
Right.
Secondly, this is about fighting for your own country. If somebody attacks my house, I'm going to defend my house. That's not analogous to what I'm saying is happening in the Ukraine. Ukrainians are not necessarily trying to defend their house as far as who they're letting out or not. That's not the same thing. So I understand that she's very upset. I understand that she has family that's fighting and living and fighting over there. I get it. It's very personal to her. But at the same time, and B, you haven't looked at this stuff yet. Maybe your opinion will change.
I have been looking at it. That's why.
Oh, now? So we've been talking?
Huh? No. I looked. You assumed I hadn't been paying attention.
Well, that's what you always say when I say anything. But okay.
I have been paying attention. That's why I don't agree still.
Okay. Well, in that case, hey, you know.
But go ahead.
It's the show title. But I'm not ready to say that yet. But we're getting there.
Right. No, but continue. I have been paying attention. So
absolutely, I'm going to protect my home. Now, in the process of me protecting my home, I do some lightweight foul shit or some sideways shit, and you recognize it. I can't be mad if you don't want to help me protect my home as much as you did before.
Huh.
Whether or not you want to help me protect my home, I still got to protect my home. Even if it's like that Miss Jackson video where every time I plug a hole of water pop out somewhere else. I just recently saw that video not too long ago. It was weird. It's an interesting concept. I'm pretty sure Three Stacks did it.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, I get it. It's very personal for her. I understand. But at the same time, there are two opinions, yours and mine. And my opinion is I can't pretend I didn't see this shit. And do I not support a free and sovereign Ukraine? That's not true. I support them wholeheartedly. Do I want, do I acknowledge Russia's committing war crimes right now? Absolutely. They're bombing civilian facilities with, they're actually using weaponry you're not supposed to be able to use. Something called a cluster strike. I forget what it's called. They're using these things you're not supposed to, they're right. Violating the Geneva Convention is the long and short of it.
Right.
And do I believe that Russia needs to suffer incredible sanctions? Yes, because we talked about this earlier. We now fight in Russia directly.
Right.
Run, tell that. Any motherfucker that says, we got this, we going to whoop their ass. These fools didn't pass basic United States history in elementary school. And I understand millennials grew up in a time where Russia's just some dude talking and whatever.
Right. They don't recognize the real threat level that we're talking about here. They're not considering the fallout of it all.
At all. And the truth of the matter is we don't exactly know what the fuck China has. We just kind of think we do.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We assume they have at least what we have.
And the idea that maybe they partner up for a minute to get us the fuck out of here.
I think what China does is says, sad. Taiwan, hey, been waiting to do this shit for a whole minute.
Yeah.
NATO can't do things on two fronts. But actually, they may not, because China sells a lot of shit to us.
Yeah.
A lot.
You know what, Kunta? I just realized, before we jump off of it, I just realized a big difference in us. And I never thought of it. I don't know how I couldn't have, but I never thought of it before tonight. So when you are saying that you're going to protect your house, but now your neighbor starts doing some other shit, you're less likely, you create a difference in how far you'll go for that name. That totally comes back to the fact that I'm an ex-military person, because you don't have that luxury. I don't have the luxury to fight for some Americans. I can only fight for all of America or none of America. And I never realized that it's that black and white with me. And you have a lot more gray area. So you're saying like there's a complicated history with America and black people. And yes, you're right. I agree. But when we're talking about defending America, I don't see that the same way you do. I don't see that complicated history. All I see is America's being fucked with. It's go. And it's whoever's on my side, it's fuck them and let's take care of us. And me and you may not see eye to eye. I've sat beside fucking really racist ass white people when I was in the military. Yet we have the same mission right now. So while we're on this mission, we're going to take care of this. Whatever our differences are, do not matter right now. It's not complicated. That's not complicated at all. In fact, it's very simple. We're going to push that to the side because we have a mission that we have to get done over here. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen that in a lot of Vietnam movies and stuff too, where that's real though. So I've never.
But I want to be clear though. For this specific hypothetical of the United States.
Yeah.
I still wind up where you are.
Okay.
I'm just not as gung ho about it as you are, and I'm begrudgingly upset that I know that this person just wanted me. You know, thought I was less than a human a minute ago.
Right.
And now I have to work with this person to protect something greater. And I can only hope that if we come out of this alive, they change a little bit in their view of people who look like me, but they probably won't.
Right.
That's the complexity. The complexity does not lead to inaction. I'm talking about when it's somebody else.
Okay.
That I'm not responsible for.
Right.
Like the Ukraine.
Right.
When I'm, advocacy, spending some money, donating, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
When I see these types of things, I'm less motivated to go as far as I can.
Agreed.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying I'm less motivated than you are when it's somebody else.
Hey.
there is a distinction there. I think that's something that's a maturity of our show. We've just matured a little bit more, recognizing that there is still a little bit of a difference there in how we feel about the black and white or the gray of America. And that we've argued about this many times, and I've never seen that.
Someone could say it's a theme of the show.
some would say that.
yeah, man, it's I'm not my views on a free Ukraine have not changed.
I get it. I see what you're saying.
But at the end of the day, my views on breathing have not changed either. We're not fighting in Ukraine.
Right.
We're not going to engage Russia directly.
Right.
The only way that will happen is if Putin is not only evil, but insane.
Right. There are no troops on the ground fighting. That's not happening. That's what you're
trying
to say. If he
attacks a member of NATO,
right,
then all hell will break loose.
Yeah.
And I think that China is kind of just going to see how this plays out, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Because, you know, don't fuck up for show money.
They can populate the earth without us.
You don't fuck up for show money. They got, you know,
right,
everybody in the West buying all their shit.
Right.
And I don't know, man. These are dangerous and scary times if you are aware of what's at stake.
Yeah.
And sadly, if you are a person of a certain age and you don't have an interest in geopolitics, you probably don't know what the fuck's at stake. And I don't know how this is going to shake out, because I actually have real questions of what is Putin's endgame.
A takeaway for people who aren't of our age is everyone loses in a nuclear war.
Earth loses in a nuclear war. And unless you should have checked, you are on Earth.
Yeah.
There is no success story. There is no scenario in which people are okay. Even survivors are wearing like space suit shits,
right,
to go do stuff.
There's a reason why Chernobyl is closed for the next 50 years.
And that's not even, well, I forgot what type of level that was there. How much was there?
Not as much as it would be in a nuclear strike.
Not even hydrogen
close.
Bombs.
Not even close.
They're hydrogen bombs is what we have now.
Yeah.
They're many times more powerful than what happened in Okinawa and Nagasaki.
Well, those were H-bombs too, but they just weren't like the new ones.
Well, hey man, they go boom more.
Real hard.
Yeah.
Real hard.
So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I suggest that if you don't know what's going on, don't speak on it. Don't say dumb things you don't know what's happening. Don't just assume that this is something the United States wants to get directly involved in and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
If you're a person of a certain age, you don't know anything about real war. Desert Storm is a kind of a distant memory. If you have it, you probably don't. Actually, you probably don't.
Right.
That wasn't really a war. I know it's cute, as B would say, for people to say that we've never stopped being in armed conflicts. An armed conflict is not an all-out world war. There's a difference.
Right. We were just over there doing something. And actually, the millennials are not old enough to really remember Desert Storm. Honestly.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not really. Yeah.
I was really young when that happened.
I was
reading
grown.
G.I. Joe comics.
I was grown, but I was young grown.
We're not. Whatever. Whatever. Okay.
No, that was what? That was 2000. When? No, that was
91.
Man.
Yeah, 91.
91. Yeah, I was still in school, but I was big. Like I was 16. I was a late teenager.
That was kind of.
So I remember it, but millennials don't remember that at all.
No.
Gulf War, they may have, and that was a nothing war.
It's not a war. It's a military exercise to get out of hand.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't mean to say it that way. What I mean to say is that the nations that were at war were not on equal footing at all.
Right. I was part of the Gulf War. That's where I was part of that time period.
A world war means that your enemy has almost identical shit as you do.
Right.
And this is just going to be who wants it.
Right.
Except now we have bigger nuclear weapons and everyone has them. In which case, if everybody wants the same, this thing is gone.
Do a quick Google on which militaries have nukes. You'll be surprised how many people have them.
Right. But the important ones are Russia and China, because that the intercontinental ballistic missiles are the important ones. I think England has some, I suppose, but
India. It's really about who is the delivery mechanism. So you can have
India
nukes.
Don't have ICBMs.
No, they have nukes, I'm saying. But what you're talking about, though, is the delivery mechanism. So what makes...
Planet Enders. I'm talking about Planet Enders.
What makes Russia and China different is that they have a delivery mechanism that can get it to another continent, to another area, whereas...
Well let's be clear. To us.
Right. Right.
And just to take it another level, my understanding is that when something goes up that our computers, our satellites identify as an ICBM, that triggers our network to get ready to respond. That response usually also would probably also entail sending up our own ICBM to wherever it originated from, wherever country it came from. Russia has that too. I presume China has that too. And you would be surprised how close we've been to blowing all this up just on a misunderstanding.
Right.
Norwegian Air Force shit sent up some prototypical type shit and didn't tell nobody. It almost started the fucking end of everything. That happened about 10, 15 years ago. Because nobody, is it yours? No. Is it mine? No. Is it yours? Get Russia on the phone. Is it yours? No. Get China on the phone. Is it yours? No.
Shit, during, was it Trump's presidency? Remember that alert that went out to everybody? Saying that, I can't remember exactly what it was now. There was like a Amber Alert that came across. You don't remember that one day?
I don't remember. That doesn't mean anything because I don't remember.
No, this happened recently in the past few years. I can't remember exactly what it was now, but I remember that there was some type of Amber Alert, whatever the Amber Alert is for global nuclear issues or strikes or whatever. Basically, a text message Amber Warning came out for the equivalent of a air raid alarm went off.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was in California. I thought you would remember that. California was the target.
But see, that's the thing, though. I wasn't concerned about Russia or China, so I didn't give a fuck.
It was North Korea at that time, so that's probably...
Just say, what the fuck are they going to do?
Yeah.
It's like a Roman candles.
Yeah, but this is different. So... People that thought Kim Jong Un was whatever. This is a different level.
It's the big leagues.
Yeah,
this is different. You know, we like to say they were back to back World War champions. That's actually not true. Stalin defeated the Nazis.
He did. That was all Russia. They lost 44 million doing it.
Because he didn't give a shit. He just wanted to win.
Yep.
So I mean, this is these are serious times. We'll see, I guess, as it unfolds, what Putin's going to do. There's nothing we can do to stop him in his own neighborhood, which the Ukraine is in. This is all bad stuff, and I don't have an answer for you or where we're going to go. I don't even have a clean idea of where we're going to go. But, you know, we're in the middle of midterm elections. They're coming up. And B, I know you don't want to talk about Trump, but you got Tucker Carlson and people siding with Russia already. That's a problem.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that yet.
This is a problem because Russia is the Wu-Tang Clan. They ain't nothing to fuck with. But whatever happens, rest assured, as long as we got internets and interwebs, we're going to chop this shit up with you and get through it together because it's always going to be black on both sides.
Where nothing is black and white.